Sorry.
Sure.
Anything for the police?
Which is about battery. Oh, boy. Okay.
All right, the sheet's over there. Coming in.
The video for a minute.
Yeah. Okay. Hope everyone had a pleasant Pesach, the first this year post-Pesach. This week we read Parsha Shmini, and the second part of Parsha Shmini, the second half more or less of Parsha Shmini, describes the kosher and non-kosher species, what you're allowed to eat, the basics of all the kashrus are found here in Parsha Shmini. The Torah describes mammals and fish and birds and invertebrates. It's okay. As we'll see in a moment, there's a basic difference between what the Torah tells us about animals and fish and vertebrates opposed to what the Torah tells us about birds. So I'm speaking about this because it's relevant to the Sedge, of course, but also because you may have heard in the last year or so there's a big controversy in Eretz Yisrael regarding the kashrus of chickens. Not to be confused with the problem with the controversy with the turkeys, but the problem with chickens. All chickens that are on the market today. There's a group in Eretz Yisrael that said that they think that all these chickens are not kosher, and they discovered what. Yeah, we'll see. And they discovered one chicken that they got, that we'll see later, from Belgium, which is called the Brakel, a Brakel, I'm not even sure how to pronounce it, Brakel, the Brakel chicken. They said that's the only kosher chicken. Other Rabbanim said, no, the other chicken's good, that one's not good. So the whole war about chickens in Eretz Yisrael. So let's go a little bit into the background of this. We said before, the Torah here in Parsha Shmini, in the first source, Perek Yud Aleph Vayikra Psukim Yud Gimel Yutes, tells us a list, presents a list of the birds that you are not permitted to eat. This Eilat Teshaktz Min Oof Lo Yaklu Sheket Amos Anesher. First one on the list mentions a nesher. In modern Hebrew, nesher is an eagle. It's assumed that this nesher is actually a vulture, so-called a griffin vulture, not an eagle. And it lists a bunch of other birds also. And this list is repeated more or less in Parashas Re'eh, Dvarim Perek Yud Dalet, Psukim Yud Aleph Yuches. There it says, called Tzipor Tahora Tochelun. You can eat every kosher bird. And Vizeh Shalosuch, with the following, not allowed to eat. Again, nesher is the first one. There are slight differences. You'll compare Pasuk Yud Dalet here in Parashas Shmini. Second pasuk in source one, ves hado'a ves ha'ayol lemino, and a third pasuk in Parshas Re'eh there on the sheet in pasuk Yud Gimel says ves v'haro'a ves hayo v'hadayo. Okay, so the different types of birds, possibly ayo is mentioned in both sukkim, but the pasuk in Re'eh mentions ro'a and dayo, and the pasuk in Shmini mentions da'a. There are different types of birds that becomes important because the Gemara in the third source in Chulin, Daf Samach Gimel, Amar Aleph. The Gemara says, Omar Rav Chanan Bar Chista, Omar Rav Chista, Omar Rav Chanan, Rav Omar Rav, Esrim V'Arba Ofos Tameyanein. There are a grand total of 24 non-kosher birds. 24 birds that are not kosher in the world. And so the Gemara asks, well, where do you get that from? He says, Eden Vayikra, you look at the list of Vayikra, Esrim Havu, count it up, it's 20, not 24. The Eden Mishnah Torah and the Pasuk in Mishnah Torah, Dvarim, in the second source in Parshas Re'eh, Esrim V'Charav, as of the 20, as of 21, Esrim V'Charav. Okay, Vayikra, it's 20, and there it's 21, so where do you get 24? So again, first of all, as I said, there's an extra one that's mentioned in that the third Pasuk of Parshas Re'eh. There's three birds mentioned, the Pasuk in Parshas Shmini, and that Pasuk on the 2. It's an extra one to get it to 21 from 20, but still, you can get to 24. V'chitema, 1 second. Da'a de k'siva yikra, lo k'siva Mishnah Torah. The da'a, which is mentioned in Pasuk Yudal here in Parshas Shmini, Bergal is not mentioned. You've got to add that to the list. Okay, as a summary, the proper, the full list is what's in Re'eh, 21, plus, I'm sorry, 21, yeah, plus the Da'a, which is not listed in Re'eh, but is listed in Re'ikra. Okay, so there you got it. But the Gemara says, no, you don't got it, it's only 22. It still got it to 24. As seen the train of it, only gets to the 22. So I'm like, hey, Hachem Arbuah, the Imach, Mishmei Derav, he was a relative, he said, your father's, your mother's father said the following, and Rashi explains the family lineage there. It says, Lemina, Lemina, Lemino, Lemineu. If you look at both lists, several of the birds are followed by the word either Lemina, like at the end of Pasuk Yudalev, Lemino, at the end of Pasuk Tezlov, Lemineu, okay, in Pasuk Tezayin, and the same thing in Parshas Re'eh. So this extra word implies an extra type of bird, and that's how we get up to the number 24. So the Gemara says, 1 second. We had 22 before, and you added 4, it brings it 26. There seems to be a math problem here. So the answer is, Da'ah and Ra'ah is Achasi. What's called in our Pasuk here, in Pasuk Yedalah, the Da'ah, and what's called the Ra'ah is the same thing. All right, I don't want to go into all the details of that right now, but the bottom line is that there are 24 birds that are not kosher. That's what emerges, okay? Now, the Gemara says in Chulam at the next Amud, Tamach Gimel Beis, source 5, Tani Avimi Berei Debevo, Zion Meos Mini Dogin Hain, Ves Meos Mini Chagovim, Ulaofos Ein Mispar. There's no number, innumerable number of birds. The Gemara says, what do you mean innumerable? You just told me it's 24. Ofos Chavdalav, there's 24. Ela Ulaofos Tehorim Ein Mispar. No, kosher birds is innumerable. Every other bird, just those 24 that are listed in the Chumash are not, again, I get to the 24 we saw, but just those 24 that are listed, those are the ones that are non-kosher. Everything else, the innumerable number, all the other birds are kosher. That's what the Gemara says. And the Gemara says it's exactly why the Torah does it in this fashion. Tanya, Rabbi Omer, Goy, Uduf, Nisha, Omer, Olam, Kosh, Baruch, Nu, Shebehema, Tmeh, Merubana, Torah. When it comes to animals, there are far more non-kosher animals than are kosher animals. And the Torah lists by name, actually, in Parshas Re'eh, the kosher animals, not the non-kosher. But here, Goy, Uduf, Nisha, Omer, Olam, Shofos, Tahorin, Merubana, Tmeh. When it comes to birds, there are many more kosher birds than there are non-kosher birds. Therefore, the Torah always lists the smaller number, right? As the Gemara says again, name of Reb Meir, it's always good for memory purposes. The shorter list, people remember things better. Okay, anyway, Rashi says back on Tzamech Aleph, Amud Aleph in Chulin, on the source number 7, all this is in the third paragraph of Sefer Chulin, on the Dibur HaSol Nesher, Rashi says, look at 7, the Ein Ov Tamei Ba'olam Elachof Dalet Ha'amurin Kan. There are no other non-kosher birds other than the 24 that are listed here, and that's why, as you refer to Akamon Zav Salah Kimmel, that's why the Torah lists what's less. There are less non-kosher birds than there are kosher birds. That's the Gemara says, Ein Ov Tomei Ba'olam Elachof Dalet Ha'amurin Kan. That's Rashi. Well, listen. I'm sorry. I'm just saying what it is. There are no, okay? There are 24 non-kosher birds, according to the Torah, period. Now, Tosus is not quite as convinced of this as definitively as Rashi. Tosus there in Chulin, Samach Aleph Amud Aleph, okay, which is in the source number 8. Tosus quotes this Rashi, and he says that it's not necessarily what the Gemara means. It doesn't mean that only these 24. And now we get into the question of species and subspecies and so on. And he says, rather these 24, you can learn what really makes a bird non-kosher. It can be more than 24, right? So that's a look at the third line there of Tosus in Source 8. The Tosus isn't as convinced as Rashi. But Rashi says pretty emphatically, right? Ein Ov Tamei Ba'olam Elachof Da'olam Ha'amurin Kan. That's it. There are 24. Tosus is not as convinced as possible to know what the Gemara means. It's only these 24. The Rambam, though, appears to agree with Rashi. You look in Source 9. The Rambam writes, Perek Aleph of Hilchos Macholos Asuras Halacha Yudalim, Simane Ov Tor Lo Nisparish Min HaTorah. The Torah never gives us any physical signs. And that's the difference between when it comes to the animals and fish and invertebrates. Here in Parsha Shmini, the Torah gives us physical properties that the animal or the fish or the invertebrates have in order to make them kosher or non-kosher, right? Animals have to chew their cut and have split hooves, and fish have to have spins and scales, etc., etc. But the birds, the Torah never gives us any signs, never gives us any physical signs, just the list that we had in Source 1 and repeated in Parsha Re, more or less. So again, Rashi, the Rambam says, Perak Aleph, Hilchos Macholos, Source, Halach, Yudalet, Simonei Ov Tor, Lo Nisparish Min HaTorah, Ela Mona Mine Tmein and Tmein Bilvad. It lists off the Tamei, the non-kosher birds, Ushar Mine Ov Mutarin. All other birds are permissible. Tamei and Asurin, the forbidden ones, are Arbim Arboa V'Esrim, there are 24, Ve'elohein, it lists them all for you over there. So now the Rambam says, Halach HaTesvav, very good kula. Call me Shubaki b'minin elu. Everyone who knows what these species are, or which must understands what these birds are, hareza ochel of she'eno mahem. He can eat any bird which is not one of those 24. Ve'eno tzarach b'dika, doesn't have to investigate anything, doesn't have to start the checking. It's good, it's kosher. Of course, that's the rub, because we don't know necessarily what these 24 birds are. Okay, we have ideas about some of them. Okay, but the Rambam tells us, Lamaise, if you know what they are, then if you come upon a bird which is not one of those 24, eat it to your heart's content. It's, of course, you have to shech the pot, whatever, but it's kosher. Okay, Shulchan Aruch says it too. Yeah.
When it says Rish Mosheim, could that possibly link to the Minim? In other words, fucking the Minim, a Uvish Mosheim, why do you have to say that? Could there be many names for one Min?
I hear it's possible. I don't know. Okay, but the Rambam seems to say there are only 24. But you're right. The Shulchan Aruch also rules this way. Yoredei Simon Pebei Sif Aleph. He doesn't list them, but he says Simone of Torah lo nisparash min Torah elamone min etmein bevad ushar min elf mutarim ma'amin emasum chav dalem umetarim so 24. And referring to the Rambam, Sif Beis kol mishu boki ba'osam minim shosem ha'ez ha'ocha kol shemem ve'en otzom liku. So Rambam and Shulchan Aruch both pasuk. Again, the problem is today we don't know. Some of them we know more or less. Okay, we have a pretty good idea. There are people, you know, who are, you know, experts in this area. So, but if you're an expert ornithologist, okay, you can go ahead and eat whatever bird you want that's not from the 24, assuming you know what all these birds are. Again, we don't know. There's some we have a pretty good idea, some we're sure of, some we don't know at all. Okay? But there's a second problem as well. This is really whether the Rambam meant that, I don't know, but take a look at the source 11, the Gemara Chulin Samach Gimel Beis, Tanya Isi Ben Yehuda Omer, Mea Ofos Tmei Yesh Ben Mizrach, V'chulon Min Ayohim. There are 20, there are 100 non-kosher birds out in the east somewhere, wherever that was. They're all under Ayah. So it's not that they're just 24 birds, because there are, as I said before, subspecies. Now again, I don't know what the Gemara when it says mean. Does it mean, you know, what we call biological or whatever the term is, you know, in science? You know, the species and so on. So the point is there are more than 24 birds. Under these 24, there are various subspecies. So that presents a problem for us as well nowadays. So, not only that, now, yeah, that's what he was saying, so maybe. So it's not only a problem nowadays, it was a problem always. Okay, even if you know what these birds are, but they're, you know, Ayah is this, but there are many different types of owls or whatever they are, right? Many birds are, you know, I mean, one of the things on the list, 24 is Atalef, which is usually understood to be a bat. I think there are hundreds of types of bats, big ones, little ones, you know, so, huh?
No, that's not really a bird.
No, but it's a flying creature. But anyway, so anyway, those two important things lead Chazal to help us out here a little bit. So the Mishnah says in Chulin Nun Testament Aleph, source 12, Simone behem v'chayinem v'torah. Right, the physical symptoms, the physical signs of the mammals are mentioned in the Torah. The Simone ha'of lo nemru avomu chachamim, but the chachamim helped us out. One, kol ha'of hadores. Any bird which is, we'll translate now, is a bird of prey. It attacks, you know, we'll see what it means. The big machok is what that means. But of hadores, okay, claws, that's non-kosher. Kol sheyesh lo etzba yisera. If it has an extra toe, okay, and the way its feet are, the Rashi says in the back, okay, shachore, I suppose, with some type of extra toe on its foot. And also v'zefek, zefek is a crop. That's by the neck, by the esophagus, some sort of a pouch by the esophagus, which you know, birds of prey don't really have it as a set. It's just an extension of the esophagus, and non-birds of prey have this extra pouch, so to speak, by the esophagus. And the kurkavano niklaf, the kurkavan is a gizzard, okay, with the gizzard, which is basically part of the animal's stomach, you know, the bird's stomach. I mean, birds have no teeth. Okay, so that's where they break down, you know, the items in this gizzard. In Yiddish, we call it the pupik, or the pipik, depending on where you come from. Right, but that's the pupik. That's where it breaks down the food from inside the stomach. And the outer layer, there's a membrane in the outer layer, which can be peeled off. That's called kurkavano niklof, which doesn't, the birds of prey don't have that. So those are kosher. So it has to have those three simonim. This extra toe, a crop, and a peelable gizzard, this membrane comes off the gizzard, then it's tar. Okay, if it splits its feet, we'll see later, when it stands on something narrow, like a rope, and the way it positions its feet, if it splits two and two, we'll see later, as Rashi says, you look at Rashi, Acholek Ragel, 13, the first memoir, Kishav Amidu Al-Chut, no since stay etzbos mikan or stay mikan. Okay, that's tummy, because that's the position of a dorate, of a uses claws or talons, or whatever they're called, to attack. And other birds don't position that. We'll see it later. Anyway, so here, Chazal, in this Mishnah Chulin and Testament Aleph, give us some guidelines, at least, with what the physical properties are of the birds, because we can't identify all the 24. So it has to be a non-dorate, because if it's a dorate, it's a bird of prey, out. besides being non-Doris, also has to have these three properties. Okay? The Gemara explains on Samachalaf and Aleph 14, Amar Abaye lo nemar perush v'divei Torah v'divei Sofer. Again, it's Midrash Rabbanon, this list, where they get it from. So Rashi, the Rabbanon figured this out. So Rashi tells us, look at Perushim. Okay, Perushim. Lo nisparsha simra mamish v'torah. Ella, how did Chazal get it? Where they get this from? I mean, that's really what the Gemara is getting at, according to Rashi and the Chiddush Rashbo there earlier, back on the Testament Aleph on the Mishnah. They both. So where did Chazal get these from? I mean, you know, they weren't random simonim. So Rashi explains, and the Rashbo says more or less the same thing. Okay, in 16, the Chiddush Rashi's on Samach Aleph and Aleph Dilmas with Perushon. He says, Ella mi demana torin b'tahorin. We know Tor is a kosher bird. That we do know. It's karbonis, right? Many karbonis are shtei torim, shtei b'nei on a dog, some form of dog, turtle dove. So that we know is kosher. Okay? And v'hani isnehuba, and the dove has all these properties. It has these three, and it's not the fourth, it's not a dores, and it also has the extra toe and the crop and the peelable gizzard. It's got those things. On the other hand, the first one listed on the non-kosher list is a nesher, which I explained before, is a griffin vulture, okay? And v'arba simonim halalo hein chalukin shma mino hein simonai Torah. The Chachamim figured out. They took a bird they knew was kosher. They took a bird and it was not kosher. And they investigated and examined, well, what's different about them? Wherein lies the physical difference in these birds? And that'll tell you what's kosher, what's not kosher. That's how Rashbo explains, right? Shechakru umotzu ahefer sheyesh bein nesher shemona hakosu b'tmein u'bein torin shemona hakosu b'torin. Okay, and then tzvuchulokim ba'alba simona elo. Figure out these four distinctions. These are the four distinctions. Okay. Right. So, That's what Chazal tells us. And now we have, even though it's not in the Torah, in our parsha, that's where birds are different than the other, than the mammals and the fish and the invertebrates, but we at least now have some physical symptoms, physical signs to be more precise. The Torah tells us, or the Chazal tells us, that's taking the term whether the bird is kosher or not kosher. Now, what exactly is Doris? Yeah. Now, what exactly is Doris? So if you look back in Rashi's comment on the Mishnah, on the Testament Aleph, on the word Hadoris, the second Rashi in verse 12, Hadoris, what does Doris mean? Rashi says, Ha'ochez b'tziparnov u'magbia min ha'karka ma'sha'ochel. It picks off the ground what it's eating. It scoops off with its talons or with its claws. It picks up, that's called Doris. It picks up the food, okay, with its claws. That's what Rashi said. If you look in source 17, Tosus, Samach Aleph and Aleph, you don't ask Doris. Tosus quotes Rashi and says, a kosher ben Tam. The Tam finds that hard. The Ha'af, the Tanagolas also came. The chickens do that too. I said, pick up the food. And therefore, a Mepharshim ben Tam is a different definition of Doris. Doris ve'ochel mechayim. Doris means it eats its prey while the prey, or cat, not always, but the prey is alive. That's what the Doris is. A bird that will eat its prey, when the prey, if it's a living creature, is still living. The Eino Mantin La Achatamus doesn't wait for its prey to die. Okay, that's a term that's totally different. That's what Rabbi Natan says Doris is. Okay. It brings rise from Gemara, it seems to say that Doris is that someone doesn't wait and so on. So you can read the rest of the source itself. But that's the sheet of Rabbi Natan. The Ran on the Rif and Chulin Chaf on the Bays in the page of the Rif 18 quotes Machokas. Amru Chachamim call a Doris Tami. Sepirish Rashi Doris Shemanich Ragal Ocho, like when they eat. And Rehesh with a Tami doesn't like that because even chickens do that. Okay. And therefore,
not with their feet. I guess they also pick it up with their.
I guess pick it up with their. Oh, just with the mat. Yeah. That's. I don't know. Don't chickens do with their beaks? You know, without their feet altogether. I'm not sure. But anyway, so the Rebbeinu Tam has this problem. Yeah, that's exactly. So who's our parish in the second line of 18? Doris Ochlov is Kenchai. When they're still alive. Okay, now, the Ran goes on to say that the kasha about the chicken is not really a kasha because the chickens, it's you can ask the same kasha about Rabbeinu Tam because the chickens also will eat worms or whatever, little creatures, but also they're still alive. Right? Yeah, but he says in the fourth line at the end, "V'afal pisha tanagolus ochel shkotzer moshem odom chaim einzo kori drisa." That's not called attack. That's not called Doris. Okay, it's not called Doris. So you could say the same thing. You know, the answer for the fact that chickens do it's a little different. It's not called the Doris. Okay. Now, the Ran goes on to point out, based on earlier Gemara, the Ran goes on to point out that They attack, or these Doris birds, these birds of prey, attack their prey, and mehen machmas eres or mehen machmas hakoa shemakin b'tziporim. Some of them inject some kind of venom. I don't know if that's we have the right words today, but in terms of Doris, the Ran mentions shemakin b'tziporim. They claw into their, you know, that's how they kill their prey with their claws, right? They just dig in. They're makin b'tziporim. So that's another possible. You know, Rashi says they pick her off the ground, but at times they eat her with the live. The Ran says they kind of dig in with their claws. The Rashba in Chul and the Tesser Beis again quotes Machlokas Rashi and the Tam, and he says Dri says Doris Ochel Chai, that's the one he wants, and he says eating flies at the very end. Achilas Zvuven Ushkotz and Moshem Chaim Lo Chashvinam Leib Behachi Doris. That's not called Doris. Okay, the Meiri kind of summarizes the different opinions. He quotes the Gedolim Mefarshim. Miri is printed on Samach on Beis, source 20. Gedolim Mefarshim is Rashi. That's Tochei Tzipor Bebos Ochel Befiv. Not picked off the ground. Achon Rabbanim say Dafku B'Shu the Rebbeinu Tam. That is Dafku B'Shu Horig Ochel Osher Ochel of Chai. Osher Horig Afal Pisha Ein Ochel Biyad. It kills its prey even if it's not going to eat it right away. Okay. Okay. So that's again. Those are the Shitas of Rishon. I just want to point out that Rashi himself, elsewhere, has a different interpretation. Rashi himself in Sarah Bezman Alpha Khulan, Diva Maslama Hani Mili in 21, Rashi says venerally, Shakol of Hanosin Raglo al Ocho Kushu Ochlo Machziko Biraglo. Rashi just said earlier Rashi said it picked it off the ground. Here it says it holds it down with one claw and that's how it kind of rips it, right? So Ocho Machziko Biraglo Solo Yanud Volo Yanato Kulo, it's opium. It doesn't want to bring the whole piece of food to his mouth, that it holds. It holds it down and kind of tears off. That's what Rashi says of Doris. Okay? Rashi says, a different Rashi. Rashi, there's a Rashi in Nida. Nuna Mibbeis. There's a Gemara in Nida 22. Nuna Mibbeis. A Doris, remember, Tanagulta the Agma. A chicken from the swamp, from the marsh, okay, is Osir. We'll see later, because they found that it was a Doris. We'll see that later. But Rashi comments, Chazua Rabbana the Doris in 23, Nida, not Nuna Mibbeis. Mikabelas Paraglea Masha Ochelas. That's one interpretation. That was the first interpretation. But then, Vani Omisha Doreses al Machala Baraglea. It holds down its food with its foot. Lecho Soleva Kulapia. It won't all come up to its mouth at once. And Of Tor doesn't do that. Again, we have all these different opinions. Rabbeinu Gershom on the Mishnah Chulin. That was on the Twelve.
The
definition of Doris. Yeah, 15. Second Rashi, 15. Doris. See? Now, Rabbeinu Gershom says, okay, which is up to 24, Hadoris Tomei Shekolet Me Avir. It'll eat the food straight out of it in the air. Some birds are seagulls, some on the other snatch it with their mouths right in the air. That's a Doris. Okay? That's a non-kosher. It says, Kolet Me Avir. Okay, the Rambam, the Parish on Mishnah, there in Chulin, the third parak of Chulin, Mishnah Vav, says like the Rashi, Dores, okay, Hu Sheminiach Yadol Adorim Shoruch VaOchel VeChein Osa Kol Bal Chai Tor. It holds the food. Now the Rambam says the Parish Mishnah like Rashi, and Ramban in Chulin the Tesmanov on the Mishnah, okay, again quotes the Machlokes, and he quotes Rashi, quotes the Benetam, and he says three lines in the bottom of 26, VaNochon Shuatzod Tzayid, it attacks its prey. The Horig Osam B'Makas Drisa, and it kills by pouncing, pouncing on it. That's how it kills. Shadoris Bitsipornov, and with its claws, that's how it kills. So all these different issues, exactly what is a Doris. The Sefer Achinuch here in our Sedra in Parsha Shmini, Mitzakuf Nun Zayin, again summarizes. He says the Simana Oflo Nemru, the Torah wanted to give us, made it easier for us, tells us 24 birds that are not kosher, and that's it. And then, but the Chacham, he said, give us the sign, Ki Ofa Doris, Pia Duash, Min its name. If it's Doris, that's it. If it's a Doris, it's out. Okay? Look at the third paragraph. Omer Chacham is going to Rocha. Derech Klal, Shekol, Sheyesh, Begufo, Gimel, Simonim, Elu. It has these three physical things. Okay, which he describes, and I already told it to, but he says the etzba gadol is extra toe, zefek is mokom rochav b'sof haveshet, the bottom of the throat, the esophagus is a wide pouch, Like I mentioned before, Shemekabit Ofshal Machab Tchil Zachil, where it gathers food at the beginning of the eating process. The cook of a Niflaf, the Pipik, the inside of the gizzard, Humakama Tokin Ba'ofamachab, where it stores the food and breaks it down. That has to have that. Mikavah and Shesh, Gimel Simon, it'll be a door, Shemin Atmeim. It has that, then it's not from the Tamei birds, and it's Mutter. And the way the Chinuch says it, and this is going to be important, look at the last paragraph, 27. The Nim Tzofi She'arba Simone Tahara Hein Ba'ofos. Bottom line, there are four simonim for the oaf. And here they are. Nadores, yes, Espeyesera, yes, Zephik, yes, Korkum Nikro. Okay. Now, the Gemara mentioned... Right, yes, correct. One is not, and the other three are. Now, there are other ways to tell, as we alluded to earlier. It's not a physical property, but the Gemara Daf Samech Hayamid Aleph, okay, 28, of Omer Chachamim, it's a close Tanya... mentioned the three of Elizabeth Tzadok Omer Moschin Lo Chut Shel Mashicha. You spread out a like a wire or a string, and the birds stand. Birds can balance themselves. How do he position his toes? Im Cholek Etz Raglov Shtayim Lekan V'Shtayim Lekan Tomei. If it positions its toes, two in the front, two in the back, to grasp onto this rope. So then you know it's tummy. But Sholos Lekan V'Achas Lekan, three in one, the back is on the back. That's Torah. And Rabbi Lashem was also mentioned kolo fakolim in avir, right? It snatches food out of the. Sometimes you go on. I once went on a boat tour or something like that at some bay somewhere, and the seagulls they all fly around because people have snacks there, you know. And something very good, they grab it out of your hand, like they go full swoop in. I remember my children took out a potato chip, came right and grabbed it right out of his hand. Right? Okay, so that's in terms of that. Rashi explained, because you zork and omachu, you throw food, it'll snatch it right out of the ear. Okay? That's the samachem and aleph. Those are not physical properties, those are other ways you can tell.
Activity.
Okay, activity, yeah, exactly. Now, I mentioned before something called Tanagula de Agma. It was in Chulin, but it's also here in Chulin. I probably want to need it because I want to show you the Rashi. But let's take a look at Source 30. Very important. Chulin, samach beis, amid beis. Dorash Maremar. Tanagulta de Agma. Some bird from an agam is like a marsh or a swamp, okay? Asira, it's asir, because chazyua the doris of achla, because it was seen to have been doris. People saw it be doris. And Rashi explains as follows, okay? He says, what happened was, originally, it was thought to be kosher, because it seems that it had the three properties, okay? It had the extra toe, it had the gizzard, it had the crop, all right? But later they found it was Doris, so the Chacham answered it. Now Rashi says, that's what means Chazua 31, Ra'uha Chacham Shadoreses. The Chacham saw that it was Doreses.
Sure, it was still okay?
It was Doreses Vocheles, yes. Okay? Now, but the problem is, that is a problem, because that means any bird, Rashi says, that, you know, you may think it has, but you're watching it 24-7, maybe later on, we'll talk and see that it'll be Doris. So Rashi says in the second line of 31, this is Dimas Chazua and Chun, Samach Beis on Beis. Umitoch She'ein Anu Bekiyin Mehem, Nearly the Oaf Habole Fonenu, Yeshlomar Shema Yidros. If we come across a bird, we have to, and it has the three physical signs, the positive physical signs of Monty, you said, we have to be concerned that maybe it'll turn out later on. I don't see it being Doris right now, but maybe tomorrow, maybe next week. We don't know. Okay? Like the case of Tanagol de Agma, Harmachzikin Bitahora, Ulachazman, Raur, Sidoresis. They thought it was kosher later on. They found out that it was a Doris. So therefore, says Rashi, the Ein of Nechalano Elabimasoris. We don't eat any birds unless there's a Mesorah, a tradition. We have a pop Mesorah, so it's okay. So therefore, Rashi says, that's a right now. So actually, well, that's a problem. Okay, yeah. Actually, though, it's interesting because the Gemara, Rashi didn't make up the phrase, Ein of Necha of Mesorah. The Gemara has on some Gimel base. 32 Amav Yitzchak, Of Tar Necha Masoris. The Gemara says it. But the Gemara actually is saying it, it's ironic. Gemara is saying it as a kula. The Gemara is saying if there is a Masorah and a bird from a reliable person, then you have to check further. Neman Hatzayid, the hunter, the expert bird guy, knows the birds. Okay? Neman Hatzayid, Of Zetar, Masoli Rebbe, my teachers told me this is Tar. And the Gemara explains, and you know that's his name, and what, you know, there's a big bucky, and the Gemara explains later, when it says Rebbe, it doesn't mean his Rebbe Rosh Hashiva. It means Rabbo Tzayed. He's a master hunter, or he's learning the trade from his apprentice, or whatever. The point being that there's a Masoros, and Rashi says, Chassam Gimel Beis, Masoros 33, Im Zohar Hu Be'adam Kosher, She'achlo, he knows, obviously the person has to be a firm person, someone knows, you know, but if he's an Adam Kosher, so that's good. And if he's a Bucky, then that's it. Then you can rely on that. So, according to Rashi, when we have the four simonim, you have to know that it's not Doris, plus that's the other three. Since you can never know for sure, we don't know everything about a bird, so therefore we have to back into, so to speak, to Masoros. Tosus on Chulin Samech Aleph learns a little bit differently. Okay, Tosus says, Tosus thinks that no, the three simonim are indicative of the fact that it is not a Doris. Even now, I have to learn the Gemara about that Tanagulta dogma differently. But you only really need three. That's what Tosus says. He says, and look at the Chulin Samech Aleph Dimasul Kol Sheish Va'etzvi Sera 34. The Gemara quotes the Brisa, and Rashi says that the Brisa which lists the three is going back to the first thing, meaning the Tanikol of Doris Tamim Eino Doris Tor. The Arsul of Emor Abgam Leovim Eino Doris B'Yeslo Od Shalosh Simona B'Yadua Shutar. If it's not Doris, you know it's not Doris, and it's got the three. That's how Rashi learned. But says Tosus Ein Loshon Brisa Mashmakin. That's what the Gemara sounds like. Before Shemun Tam Kevan She'Yeslo Gimel Simonim. Halolu Shaltar Biyadua Shaino Doris Shatar Vein Tzarch Livdo Pusimon Shaldrisa. You don't have to check it out. Okay? In other words, that's a big difference. Rashi said it's got to be, you got to know that it's not a Doris, and it's got to have those three. Told him, and Tom learns, no, if it's got those three, you know that it's not a Doris. Either the case of Tanagol, the case it's motivated Rashi, so when Tom doesn't say, but I forgot to print it with the Taurus Abayas, so I should bother showing him saying, and apparently they didn't check it out properly. That it was missing one of the Simonim Taka. They didn't check it properly. That was the issue there. Okay, so,
If the three mean Doris.
Because the Iker is that it's not a Doris. How do you tell that it's not a Doris? Find the three Simonim. The main thing is it's not a Doris. We're not allowed to eat birds of prey. How do you know it's a bird of prey? That tells you how. So, the look in the Rosh.
The Rashi is more...
In a sense, right, Rashi's acquiring a Masoros. The Rosh agrees with Rashi. Chulin Perek Gimel Siman Nun Tes 35. He calls him a Chanano, who has the Kurkavon, the gizzard, is a Siman, to be a Siman by itself. But I don't go to that now. But he quotes Rashi, and he quotes all Rashi verbatim. So he seems to agree with Rashi, he needs a Masoros. But many don't. The Ran, on the Rif Chaf Aleph and Beis, in page of the Rif 36, the Ran quotes, Ela Ikon Jalakon Shapirish, Harav Rabbeinu Moshe Ber Yosef. The Rambi, not a well-known, probably one of the Shonen in the time of the Baalei Tosus. He quotes Rabbeinu Moshe Ber Yosef, and again, in our Tosus, Rabbeinu Tam says it. Obviously more well-known. But here it's quoted from Rabbeinu Moshe Ber Yosef, She'esim ve'arba ofos amur b'torah kach nechok le'sunem. Listen to what he says. He did all the research. He lines everything up. Le'esim mehem, 20 of those 24, yesh simon echad shel tara begufo, has one of those three simonim. Not the safe bird. Of the 24, 20 of them have at least one of those simonim, but v'kul and dorsin, they're all birds of prey. I'll address you, Shimon, he says again, because the main thing is they're birds of prey. V'orev gam kein dorsin, yesho shnei simonim begufo. What's called the orev, the crow, okay, raven, okay, but understood to be a crow, has, it's dores, but has two of the three simonim. It has two of them. Okay, but it's dores. Has the kork of a nikla, shikar bodko, so on and so on. And he says that's what we call a corb. I think it's a crow. That's the orev, the black bird, and so on and so forth. Okay, so the Ran explains, therefore, at the end, again, the name is Moshe Ben Yosef. Look at the last line. He says, second last line, he says, Elohachik son, kol of hadores tamei, shibiyadua meofus tamehu, she'em lecha betahorim dores. No kosher birds are dores. So the key criteria is bird of prey, is Doris. These three simona reveal, okay, that because none of the non-kosher birds are non-Doris, they're all Doris. That's how the Ram explains, and you can ask, so you know, what do we need all these simanim for? And so, because you can't always tell whether it's doris or not. You don't always know. Okay. The Rashba also, the Chiddush Rashba 37 says, which by now we know, Harbe Perush Kol and Nemar Bishmuzu. This is the Rashba and Tzalach Beizim Alal. He says there are many, many different complicated kashas and different shitas, how to learn this, and so on and so forth. So he mentions this, but in the second paragraph he writes, Mikol Mokom, Mitok Sharabu Bezeh HaSoros HaPerushin, and he comes back to Rashi. He says, it's true, but Lamaisa Ein Lismo Pofo, Volfanele Below Arbo Simin Atar Lechol El Masoros. Okay, you've got to have all four, and he mentions the Masorah, but at the very end, interesting, he says we got to have the Masoros, right? Ain lismoch ba'ov ha'balafanim below arba simanei Torah la'achlo elav Masoros. Okay, you got to have all four, otherwise you need a Masoros. Right? You have to know that it's not a Doris. It's not that the three reveal. You have to know. That's what he thinks. Okay, but look what he says at the end. The cost of harabin is rachelevi. That's the Baal Hamor, who says something else. He quotes another Masoros. Kibala Masoros v'aseinu u'mizikneinu hakadmonim. We have an old tradition. Two other simonim. Kol shechartumo rochav. It has a wide bill. Beak, a wide bill. And, or oh, sheyesho kaf harega shekorin patop, webbed feet. Okay? Kemo sheyesh la'avozim, like geese have, ducks. Okay? Ain only stop it when you saw the kibidush. You can't be Doris with those kind of webbed feet. It doesn't work. Okay? So, that's another thing. It has the goose test, right? If it has webbed feet, the Rashbuz calling the Balamor. I think the first one's. I don't know. Well, it's not in the Gemara. It's not in the Gemara. Okay. Anyway, the Ramban Echulin Talbeis and Olive also mentions we can't always tell this. The Doris because you have to have Bekiyas Gedola and so on. So what's Halacha? What's Halacha? So you look in the Rambam Perek Aleph Halacha Tezvah. He also mentions 39. The Ov Tar Nechol Masoris. Okay, you need a Masorah for an Ov Tar. Okay? But you can lie on a hunter and so on. Now, Misha in Halacha Tezayin, Misha Eino Makirin, Ve'eni Odesh Mosem, then Bodek, you don't know, you know, so then Bodek B'Simonim. Shenasu Chacham, you have to inspect and see the Simonim. Kol Ov Shu Doris, Ochav Yadu Shu Me'elam Minim Etome. If it's Doris, you know it's non kosher. Misha Eino Doris, Rochel, doesn't it? It's not a bird of prey. Then, if it has, he says, Echad Mishosha Simonim Eil. In one of the three. That's a different problem. Okay? But he says, Lefisha Ein, Allah Chidzama, Fisha Ein, Rechol Elamin Rasur, Min Shein Odor, Ziyesh Bo Echad Mishosha Simonim. That's the questionable. But the Magad Mishra assumes, by the way, that the Rambam is learning like the other Rishonim, look in the 40, the Nirish Rabbeinu Mepharish, the Hudo Odor, Shea Duo Shein Odoris. Okay? You have to know that it's not Doris, and these three simonim is what tips you off. I think the Rambam could read it either way. In any event, bottom line, Rabbosai, today we come upon a new bird, so we can't eat it. Even I'll look at it, it's got the three simonim, and it doesn't seem to be Doris, but according to the Rashi, and according to the Rosh, and some Rishonim, you can't, others Rishonim will say yes, a big machlok Rishonim. Okay, you could ask an interesting question as a side point. Tosfos raises the question, Chasamach Yom Beis, Dumas Vaduma. Why don't we, Azun Basarov? We said before that the majority of the birds in the world are kosher. Right? Only 24 that are non-kosher. So the Rosh said, the Rishonim asked, Tosfos asked. So, Bim Tomer, came in the Ofos Torah, Havaruba, the Tosfos did not have a Dilma, 41, came in the Ofos Torah, Havaruba, Nazar Basaruba. Odds are, if they're more kosher, it's odds are, go Basaruba. Right? He says, no, because as I explained. Okay, he says, oh, yeah, what's that?
When it comes, it depends how it presents itself, that
role. All right, so if it's a group, we say, Bachai, not Bachai. But one row, one animal comes, one bird comes forward. So let's assume it came from the majority, called the Parsh, Ruka Parsh. Right? It came from the, right? So he says, well, I mean, you're right, but let's say I come, there's a bird, then I can assume it's kosher. No, he says, because we said before, there are many subspecies. We said, the Gemara says, there's Ayah, there are 100 birds just on Ayah. So therefore, he says,
the more than 31.
Right. So it's not a robe necessarily. We don't know.
We don't even know what the bigger number is.
Right. In terms of exactly. That's what Tosa says. So and look, it says at the end there, 41. Actually, the Yeshua Betrayim, Minim Harbe. Maybe there are many more. Ramban says something else. He says that's if you a live bird comes out, but if you have, it's already slaughtered, already you know, meat, and then they tell you it's from this and this bird. So the Rashbu Ramban in the Chun Tal Gimel Beis Masul Dilma 42 says another point. Well, smoke miutas is in the nevelas, they're treifas. Right? So you have a miut of those. You put together the ones that are nevela, ones that are treifas. So then you don't have the robe anymore. Okay? And he quotes the other reason also. That there are many others. The,
the color of the nails.
The what?
Color of the nails.
Color of the nails?
Color of the nails.
I'm not sure. I didn't see that. Okay. Anyway, the Ron also says the Ron on the Rift Chof Al Mabez, he says, why don't we go by the robes? Also in the veil of Trafus, and then lean near, I'll tell you another reason. Okay? Because he says the Nafkamina could come up by eggs. Eggs can get mixed up. Okay. And finally, the Rivash, Kuf Tzari Bey is 44. There's a mitzvah, this is a big discussion on our Sedra, but the Rambam's and the Chinuch seem to count. There's a mitzvah to examine. But the Bodek, the Simonim, is actually a mitzvah.
How do you figure it out?
So they learn it out. They look at the Rambam. But he says, Kavan, the Rivash writes in the middle of Tshuva, Kuf Tzari Bey. He says, Kavan, a Torah tzivsa livdok b'simonim. So therefore, Baal Korchenu, Yeshon Locha, Shechol Echman, Afilu Miyuta. We have to worry about each one, even Tzimiyot. Therefore, we have to know the simonim, and so on. Okay. So that's why I don't rely on Rob. Good. But getting back to this issue of the Mesorah, what's Halacha? Check the simonim, yeah. How they learn it out, it's a different discussion. So the Shulchan Aruch says, knowing them. Could be learning, could be knowing them. Another
knowing.
A different shir, yeah. Anyway, the Shulchan Aruch Yerodeh Sim Pei Bei Siv Beis, the Mechaber Paskins, the Of Tor Necho Masoris. What does the Masorah mean? Who shared the Rapashat Bosomokum, she said Of Tor. Everybody there tells you that's kosher. Okay? Now he Paskins towards the end of Siv Beis. Yeah, I know, that's a part of the problem. How long does that have to be in hold? It's very unclear. Yadua She'enu Doris, we'll see something like that. And now if it's known that it's not Doris, he says Yadua She'enu Doris.
What would he say? Well, you can't be known.
No, one second.
If you've got it since it was hatched, and you watched it, right, whatever, 24
so he says,
hours
if
day,
that, then you have three simonim. Okay, then you have the three simonim. So he sounds like he's not like, it sounds like he's Choshe Shurashi. Right, that you've got to know. And since we don't know, you've got to go Masorah. There are more, so there's more clues.
What's wrong with that idea?
No, nothing.
No, I'm saying you watch it from the time it was happening.
Oh, I guess you could. But Lemaisa, there are more, right? You're right.
Practical.
But look at, right, and look at Siv Gimel. There are more, oh, you guys look at there are more. He quotes first the Hetter with the beak, the bill. In Siv Gimel, he quotes the Hetter with the bill and with the webbed feet. But look what it says, Hagar. And we don't rely on that either. The goose test, you know, with the web feet and the bill, wide bill, we don't rely on it either. The ein lechol shum of ella b'masoreh shekibu oshutar v'chei nogim ein l'shanos. I don't want to hear anything else. That's it. Okay? Don't tell me about bills and web feet and it's a question of masoreh. Okay? Now, and I quoted some of the Achronim on the page. I mean, the Taz has gotten based, talks about kolit min ha'avir, you know, which a chicken takes, it puts it down first. Okay. Now, the Shach, Sivkotin Dalet, kind of summarizes this discussion that the three simonim. The Shach says an important point, the first line of Zion Dalet, Sivkotin Dalet. Umedina shari begimel simon halo afilo im eno yodeim doris ilan. He says, most of the Rishonim, not like Rashi, say that we have these three simonim, it's good, even if you don't know for sure. If you know for sure it is a Doris, then of course it's no good. But even if you don't know for sure, that's Mikar Din. Okay, Mikar Din. But the Mechaber, you know, that's what Mechaber wanted to tell us. But we should be choshesh that maybe it wasn't a Doris today, but maybe tomorrow, next week, or a year and a half from now, it'll be Doris. Okay, maybe even if it does have a wide bill and so on. Okay, he said, right, he said, Mikar Din, you know, but Chumra, it's a Chumra. It's a little chumra, but after Tzivkot and Dal, Tzivkot and Vav, he says something important also. Once you have a Masoris, so I started to say before, and I finished the thought. The Gemara says Nechal Masoris as a kula. You don't have to check any further. I'm sorry, as a kula. You don't. You have a Masoris Of Tor Nechal Masoris. That Gemara that I mentioned before. Where was it again? Because Rashi didn't make up the concept of the Masoris. Okay, it was the Gemara in Samach Gimel Beis. I mean, it's like Of Tor Necho Masoris. That was cooler. That was, if you have an expert ornithologist, expert bird hunter, whatever tells it's good, then you can eat it. But the Ramah kind of turned it now becomes a Chumra. You have to have a Masoris. Without the Masoris, you can't eat it. The Gemara didn't say without the Masoris, you can't eat it. The Gemara is saying with the Masoris, yeah, even with the Masoris, you can eat it. And the Ramah has now turned it around. I'm just pointing it out. Okay, but the Shach says it's a cotton vav at 47. But v'nira, the im yesh la masoris. If it has the masoris, then you don't have to check it. Then shuv ain't tzarich livdoch achas shum siman. Okay, but of course, if you find out later miuvada yishtachach the doris, turns out that it's doris, or shecholik esragu, it splits its feet differently rope, and you see it, then ain't lismachal masoris. A kabbalah betoros was obviously a faulty masoris. Okay, and he said that. Huh? Well, you don't have to worry about it. If you have empirical evidence, so then you gotta count that, but you don't have to be cautious for it.
Okay.
Exactly. Okay. Now, and not only that, but he quotes some who say that even if you know that it doesn't have the simonim, it's missing one of the simonim. It doesn't have all three, but yet people had a masorah that it's okay, a proper masorah. Even without the masorah, it's okay. Even without one of the things, it's okay. Now, some say it's just by the kurkuman. Okay, that the korban alone will work if it has a masorah. All right, but anyway, that's what he says over here. Hilchoch nehidah machmir nafkim osom lo mahani hanim mishum d'shem yidros lachazman. Okay, you're only worried about it as a chumrah because marachamikan. Avavada masorah mutar kol kamad lo chazin is doris. As long as you didn't see those doris, it's good. And he says, because remember the lashon of the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, the lashon was that if you're makir, if you know, right, the 24 birds, then you're home free. So the Rishach writes at the end, having a masoris is the equivalent. Came and sheesh masoris, how he came back here. That's what he writes. And the Sikkot and Tess also, he disagrees with those who say that with a masoris you have to inspect it. Now, what is a masoris? Okay, who can make up for it? Me and you, every person. I'll say it's okay. So the Rosh deals with a little bit in the Tshuva. Tshuva is a Rosh, Klal Chof, Simon Chof. He's asking about a bird called a chasida. Now, the chasida is actually mentioned as one of the non-kosher birds. It's a stork, I think. Well, we assume it's a stork, but that's not what he's talking about. Another bird that had the same name. And the Rush came to Spain, and he said apparently people were eating it, but other places they don't eat it, and so on. He says, I don't think it's a good masorah. Look at the third line. Tov lachach, wasn't Shema Adam Echad Samachachach Moso. One guy decided, he examined the bird. Oh, it seems okay to me. And then everyone followed it. You know, so you can't aimless machals there. So, and he says at the end, interesting, but kosher came with those halos, aimless machal, but he goes over the da, and he law is yochel, up here, Mesor Shalahem. I wouldn't rely on other people's Mesor. And he machs him, Mesor Shalahem, Kabbalah, Hussein, Chachme Ashkenaz, Shaisa, Torah, Yerushalahem, Abosayim, Mimosa Chuban. That's an interesting language, three, four lines at the bottom. And he says, the Chachme Ashkenaz, the Torah was there, Yerushalahem, the Torah was the Chuban.
The chain where he came from was
that. Yes, I don't know. I don't know. I'm not sure. The chain Kabbalah was saying but so far as Yosef Kabbalah's been arts as also. I rely on that more than here. Okay, now it's interesting. So what about a masoris? So what about taka name? Can a name count as a masoris? Or is it a name? Right. In other words, we know that this is called the chicken. It's called the, you know, if it quacks like a duck or walks like a duck. Right? So this is called. Is that good enough to say that this is a chicken? So that appears not to be the case. Okay, because Tosus says there in Chulin, Zirasal Nates, they talk about a bird called a Nates, okay? And Tosus says that's not the same Nates in the Pusik. And in fact, Tosus says in the second line, that's on Shir 49, Kemo kein toin gabe nesher, shekoin eagle. People call a nesher an eagle. But that's not the nesher of the Torah, the Eno. The nesher yesho dalet simon etumah. The nesher, we said, was a paradigmatic non-kosher, which doesn't have any of the properties, meaning it is a doris, doesn't have any of the three things. The eagle, yeshua has to be saved, but the eagle does have an extra toe. So that can't be the same nesher. So again, people make a mistake. The chayin omer de kurahu kuko, a kuko bird, right? So just because they have certain names doesn't count. That's how Rabbi Yosef brings in some pebeis, and Rabbi Nerucham, the same thing, talking about a different type of bird, okay? Some people say it's a chasida, it's a that is. Okay, and nesher has the same problem. So names are not going to help. Language changes. Okay, and what people call things changes, and just because it was like that in biblical Hebrew doesn't mean like that in rabbinic Hebrew, and doesn't mean like that in modern Hebrew. And the same thing in English. I mean, English words today don't mean the same as in Shakespeare's English or in certain Latin Chaucer's English. So things change, right? Words. So therefore, it would appear that names are not useful for establishing a masorah. The fact that people may call it a chicken won't make it a chicken. Okay,
and you can point to it and say this is
right, exactly. Right, exactly. Right, exactly. Exactly. Not the name. What other ways of testing are there? Again, you have a new bird. It seems to be a new bird. Okay, so some so far is a tshuva and chelik erdeis and ayin dalid. Also, now again, this is where the problem starts, and this was the whole turkey problem. Okay, you know, when they began to introduce other birds that the people hadn't seen before, Okay, at least in Europe, they hadn't seen them. But certain parts of the world, they hadn't seen them. It came. It wasn't just turkeys. Look, the very name Turkey. I mean, what's not from Turkey? But the answer is when they brought them to, they were merchants from Turkey. People thought they came from Turkey. And what's a turkey called in Hebrew?
Targo Hodu.
Targo Hodu is in India.
Thanksgiving.
Right. That's a Targo Hodu. But anyway, but a Targo Hodu is, now there is something they call in Yiddish Indikahen. In India, which is not the turkey, it's like, I think guinea fowl, all kinds of, and you can read the literature, there were all these birds are being introduced from different places. So the poskim travel, we said that it's kosher, it's not kosher, and so on. So some sofer was alvar bar avozo, some type of geese, so one of the things he talks about as a possibility, he calls a kuntres pleinesher, the crazy place, and they wrote a whole kuntres on this, and it's a big issue. Okay, and there are people who deal with it today also. But in any event, he quotes the following, in the second paragraph 51, very important. Parakama Dibchoros, Davzanam Alaf, a quote from Shuman Levi, who says an important rule. Lo'olam eina misaberes lo tmea min ator, lo tahor min atomi. A kosher animal and a non-kosher animal cannot mate. They cannot reproduce. Hybridization. There's no hybridization. They can't. Okay, a horse and a cow won't mate. Okay, we can't produce. There'll be no offspring. Okay. Now the thing is, Rishu and Levi says it by animals. Some sofer suggests maybe by ofer it's the same thing, and that would be a good way to test. If you have these new birds, just take the birds we know, let's say chicken, and see if they'll mate with turkeys and produce. So then the hybridization test. So some sofer certainly suggested, although he says yes, shafakbe dilma lo over Shimon Levi elab behema, but not by of. Maybe by Oph, it's not such a word. Later on, he brings up the Kilayim. Will there be an Isser of Kilayim? If there's no Isser of Kilayim, so then it also means it's the same men, it's the same species.
Well, how's that going to help us?
It's not going to help us because today we don't know. It's also Masora. Right, he says. That won't help. But today it's not going to help us. But I'm saying, if it's not Kilayim. The Avnei Nezer, whereas the Chassam Sofer is Mesupak, in 52, the Avnei Nezer, Chelek Erdeya, Simon Ayin Hey, Os Yotez, he was not. He said, based on a commercial and Levi, he says no reason should be different. Vadai be'emes gamba ofenim isabet horah mitame. There's no reason Shimon Levi would have said it just by animals. Without clarifying, it's true by birds also, and therefore that hybridization would be a good way of finding out. And a subsequent shuva, the very next shuva, is Simon Ayin Vav in Ozayin 53. That Nezer mentioned something else. Another way to test it by the eggs. Are the eggs similar? Do the eggs of this bird look like the eggs of that bird? Okay, he says. The EF shall hakir klal bein habeitim avozes tol avozes elu. You can't tell the difference between the chickens, our chickens' eggs, and the eggs of whatever chicken he was talking about. Ze heter tov. He says it's a good heter. So that's another way. So again, names don't work, but kilayim will work. It doesn't help us, but hybridization works, and eggs work, and so on.
What's the egg difference?
That they should look alike. They look more or less the same. That means the same min.
Uh-huh.
You know, as opposed to ostrich eggs, are very different.
Wait,
you know.
Same, it's also
another way, it means the same
point
egg.
Say, I recognize the egg.
Yes, yeah. It looks like the same egg. You wouldn't tell the difference. Okay. There's a tshuva from Yitzchak Shmuel.
You have any bird that lay the egg?
No, you know there's a chicken egg. We know we eat these.
Oh,
chickens.
I don't have any chickens around to compare this bird.
Oh,
to
then it will help you. But I'm saying, if you know,
if I have a chicken and another bird shows up, it looks like a chicken. So it's a chicken.
Right. No, but I'm saying.
So I have an egg.
But I don't. The
bird's left.
Right. We just have the egg, so you can.
And when it hatches, then I can eat it.
Now, see, by the way, the chicken, let's say there's a brown chicken, there's a white chicken. I mean, the other, they don't look exactly the same, right? This chicken has its own
brown.
That's what I'm saying. They do. It's good. Now, there's a truth in the Beis Yitzchak. You're there. Chelek Aleph from Kuvav. Was written to a Rav in Yassi, the name of Uri Shraga Talbis. That's a relative of one of my ancestors, come from Yassi. Anyway, so he also did a lot of research on these birds. He also mentions a raya from the Gemara, that Ophos Tameim, the Sabbatar, like the Adonazah says. Fine. So when turkeys became, it was a big controversy, originally with the turkeys, whether turkeys were considered kosher or not. There's still some people today that don't eat turkeys. Okay? The Roshama Kluger was very against it. He says in 55, America. Okay, turkey is an American bird. But lo rabbanim amatir, I don't want to have anything to do with the people of Matir, and it's already a year I wrote an essay about it and so on. We don't have a Masorah for it, and that's what it says in the Shulchanach. And the Matirin say, well, maybe in America they had a Masorah, so that's ridiculous. Okay, yeah, exactly. Right. So he says that, and even if they do, just because of Masorah over there, it doesn't mean it's a Masorah. Well, maybe some of the Jews started even here. Okay, but that doesn't mean it's valid. That's, he says, no good. And he goes to town and says, absolutely, that it's usher. Okay, so one second. So he says, he says, you're talking, maybe the other birds that had a Masorah, that the Shachwas was not here, they have Jews living there. Okay, he says, I look three lines to the bottom. He named him this America, and he says, we saw Zerach Meir Shonim. When we called him Lahaya Shom Yishuv Yisrael, right, who's the Masorah from? He mentions 100 years. I don't know, it was 100 years the cutoff, but he says, before there were no Jews there. So what kind of Masorah is? The old Zos Aduaki Azbo, Lasham Rak, Kolmar, and who went to America? Not from people, you know, people who had trouble and this and that, they were Kaladas, you know. So you can't rely on Masorah. Okay, so he's against it. Other poskim disagree. The Shol Meisher, for example, the Shol Yosef Shol Nathanson, Madura Chamishol Simon Samachtez, he's Mako, because he says, you look at the signs. The turkey has the three signs. Okay? He says, Me'ikar Adin, we don't pass like Rashi. It's a Chumrah. Okay?
If
it's a Chumrah.
You don't need Masorah.
Right? Rashi said it, and the Ramah brings it, but the Shol Meisher said, but it's a Chumrah. Okay, and he says, "Shorish adavrim." Third line, "Ofus halal yeshim gimel simanim rak shalom nodim em darsin." So we follow shitas from Rambam Yosef, the Rambi, umachuveris. We call it shitas. That's the best shita. With the Rabban, the Rashba, the Ritva, the Rav Magid, everybody held like that. He goes, now he mentions shitas Rashi, the Rosh Hashulchan Aruch says, but he says Rashi's shita was pushed aside, and we know from empirical evidence, taka, the birds that have these three Simonim are not Doris. We see it. Okay, enough time has gone by. So therefore, he says you can eat them, and therefore, and America. He was assuming that they eat the turkey from America. So he says that it's okay. The Netziv also has a tshuva on it, but he says a very interesting thing. It opens a, not about birds, a can of worms, but it's like, you know. But the Netziv, Shuvas Meishim Davar Chelik Beis Simon Chav Beis. The Netziv. Someone sent him a shayla, and he said that there are birds that are bigger than our geese. He's talking about turkey, bigger, and they have a different type of a longer neck, and right, orech tavorim, and something on the face, also a little different. Turkey looks a little different, okay. And umi'oz zahar beishamim. And now by the time of the tziv, he's living in the mid 1800s, the late 1800s. It was very popular for a little while. People eating turkey. So he says as follows. Look at the end of the first paragraph, second paragraph. He mahaya ba me rosh his chadsha zeha of lafana ha'isim megamgen beheterom. If someone were to come to me when this turkey, this bird was first introduced, I wouldn't be sure. I'm not sure. Okay? But he says, now, heima parav erabim zemin zeh. He mentions, they do interbreed. Turkeys and chickens can. Okay, not only that, okay, and that's a raya chazoka lahakshir. That's a strong raya. Okay? Because he says, Afiyah Pshat, there's no difference between Yerushalayim Levi and Bechor Tav Zayim. The Behemoths, he only said it by Behemoths, it's by everything. And he says, first of all, and he says, furthermore, he says, not only, you know, if you mate them, will they? But if you put them, if they're together, they'll sometimes select, okay? Yeshua Chirshem, he says, if you have these different type of birds and they'll just as easily go to mate with one of the other ones as with one that's more similar to it, that's a sign that they're the same man, says in itziv, and that's the fact here. Okay? Okay? Now, he says, they'll mate willingly with the other type, naturally, habitually. And not because you set it up once and they made it, and then they can produce. Besides, they can produce. That's besides the hybridization they can produce, but they'll willingly mate. So that's another test that Netziv says. Not a prize by turkey. He says, now, certainly, it's already considered acceptable to eat turkey. Okay, so ain't long awesome. We shouldn't ask them. And lahatzi laz ala mustein and shachol of tamein say chas v'shalom people eating non kosher, okay? Because he says even if it didn't have a Masora, but they're similar enough to the Tarnagol that it's okay. And he says the same thing with the Old Hindik, the Hindik had, and Mikol Mokul Farnogel Heter, Ein Potzepet. So we consider Mutter. Again, when do you start? When is it, and after how many, 100 years, 200 years? I mean, and how do people eat it until then? It's a little bit of an open question. I'm not so clear.
Yeah, I was going
okay?
to start in
yeah.
general,
then. Yeah. To Chazal. Yeah, so, if you hold like that, you can't talk about turkeys.
So what's the
Mesorah? So again, Mesorah means that we have a tradition that it's kosher, but as the Sholem Eishim said, if you have the three simonim, so the Mesorah, the way he was, it's just an extra thing. It's an extra way of being extra sure.
No,
that's the idea.
Why don't
we
just listen
yeah.
to this? Bekwal in Torah.
No,
we
see.
Test for what Mesorah.
Yeah, so that's a big discussion. How do we figure out Mesorah? Mesorah from where? Certainly, we know Mesorah from Sinai. Okay, but this is the issue of it's all about Tchelis, okay? In the Tchelis factory, in Eretz Yisrael, I mean, it's hard to call it a factory, it's more of a shack, but you know, they have a sign on the wall. He said, you don't want to wear Tchelis because you're afraid it doesn't have a Mesorah, but you eat turkey, even though it doesn't have a Mesorah. So the sign says, Mesorah, use it wisely. So, again, so it's a good question. We'll have to talk about it another time. I just want to finish up. 20 years ago, Rav Rosner from the Nebrak, Chuvah Shevet HaLevi, Chelek Yud, Simon Kuf, Yud Gimel.
What's his name?
Shmuel Levi Vazer. So he's lived there not that long ago. Okay, he was a big posik, and a Chesidish posik in Eretz Yisrael, a big posik. So, you know, in the Brach, in the Chesidish world, a very important posik. So,
as a story name of him.
Okay, could be. So, again, he just died a couple of years ago, or less. So,
the family comes from...
yeah, the Vazer's here. The anyway. Could be. Anyway, so the tshuva is in Tavshin Nun Ches. It's 20 years ago. Chelek Yud Simon Kuf Yud Gimel. Somebody pointed out that today, it's all about Tavshin Nun Ches, the chickens that are on the market are hybridized, if it's a word, with other chickens. Poultry is a multi-billion-dollar industry. And in the kosher world, it's, you know, I don't know if it's multi-billion in the kosher world, but it's a tremendous industry. And they're always trying to breed chickens that have better meat, less feathers, more, whatever, you know, they're constantly re-interbreeding it and so on. And he claims, if someone told him, he said they're now markivin zeim zeh, minim shonim shol sugei tarnagolim. They're mixing different types of chickens. And he tied it, some of which may not have a Mesorah. Some of which may not have a Mesorah. Okay,
what about the test?
Okay, what's that? Shemarkivin afar zochom minat targa ofshe ain lo Mesorah. We don't have, he feels that Mesorah is the end all. Okay, and he says
like
after
Rashi.
Like Rashi, like there are more really,
but not like
okay.
someone says if they may.
Right. He says now I don't hear about that. He says the Ramah says Mesorah and Ein L'Shanos, which is a good point, and even the Beis Yosef agrees to it. So these are things, and most of his breeding, he says in the next paragraph, is because Rav Nimzor going to be out in the Gadle Ofos Shemaim Shumi Din. People are doing this breeding; they don't know what the din. You know, they're not even Shomer Torah Mitzvah, not even Jews. Sometimes they're cross breeding, and they're interested in this. And he basically thinks it's a real problem. Okay, and again, it doesn't come out necessarily. He says we have to be careful. So last year, 2017, there was a group, again, he was already lifted, but there's a group in Bnei Brak that said, we've got to be careful about this. So we don't know, could be that the chickens we're eating today come from something that doesn't have a Mesorah. So they investigated, and they found that in Belgium, there was some chicken farmer who kept very extensive records over many years of the family, the pedigree of the chicken. Okay, it's called the Brakel, Brakel, Brakel chicken. And they look different than our chickens. They're brown, a little bit bigger. Okay, I've seen pictures. So they would have just said, okay, the Brakels, if they want to eat the Brakels, fine. But they said that this is the only chicken that's kosher. All the other chickens you shouldn't eat. Now, if somebody's in the corner of the market, you know, bring them, come out with a big sign, there's some Pashkavilim around, you know, can't eat chicken. Okay, it's going to make some a lot of money, but. Interesting enough, when it came to summer, so and it came out, the Brakel chicken came with the hechsher of Nissim Karelis, of the Nebrak. Now, he didn't, I don't think he said the only thing that's good, but he gave it a hechsher. Fine. When it came to Sternbuch, Yerushalayim, Sternbuch said, wait a minute, no. Not only is Brakel not the only kosher chicken, that's not, because that doesn't have a Mesorah. That one doesn't. That doesn't have the Mesorah. We have chicken with a Mesorah. So this became a whole tumult in Eretz Yisrael. And I think, is Daiti, with everything else, I mean, Lemaisa, they're all the same species. They're the same. They're different types of chickens. Okay? Again, not as we call them chickens, but all these tests, all the, they're different. They're all chickens. Okay? Again, a chicken is a chicken is a chicken. So the fact that it's this type of chicken, that type of chicken, rock, and I think the rock, Cornish hen, and so on, they're all chickens. So this backup chicken is also a chicken. So it's good. The other one's also good. So I think, and that's how it's generally assumed today by most of the kashrus agencies here in America, you know. Huh?
Slav is
that's a different pheasant. Is a pheasant, though. That's a different type of bird.
We used young as a test because that was the one bird that actually is mentioned.
Is that,
no, not Slav.
No, dog.
Slav is also.
So, okay, it's also mentioned. Yes, I don't know. I think it's also. In any event, that's the story with the chicken controversies. As far as I'm concerned, you can continue to eat whatever chicken that comes from the proper hechsher. I think that's how most of the kashrus agencies assume. But it was an interesting contemporary situation. I told you, people are not eating chickens. Or eggs.
Right now, there's people that...
Right now.
You know people?
I know personally, but I've read about it.
No, I mean, they're...
I think that...
I never heard anything.
Yeah,
but, and I know some people...
My brother-in-law just came in now. My brother-in-law is at my house now. And I asked him, was this a big guy? Yeah. He said, there are people. He's not one of them. He said, there are people only chickens. You know, maybe in Bnei Brak. Your family's in Yerushalayim, so maybe it's a Bnei Brak issue. Okay, I wish everyone a good job.
No eggs. Right.
But no,
we're the eggs.